This is Detroit's classic rock station, WCSX. WCSX HD1, Birmingham, Detroit. A Beasley Media Group station. Morning. Welcome to Big Jim's house with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan.
Hey, would somebody let Tito out?
6 o'clock on the nose at your home of the studio cricket. We got a cricket in our studio. Aaron came in immediately and heard it.
Because I think that's one of the most annoying sounds there is. I had one in my house once, and it took me like 3 days to find out where it was coming from. But I was sitting there watching TV, and all I heard was that little chirpy noise.
Yeah, we've got it. It's on our window behind me.
Over here, right back here. That's where it is.
We can hear it. I kind of narrowed it down. We got to name the cricket, though. We have a studio cricket this morning, so you guys are always welcome to jump in. 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. Our producer Ryan told us there's plenty of classic rock cricket names. He didn't offer any up. He just said there's a lot of classic rock crickets.
When I find it, its name's going to be squashed.
Stop it! Somebody's a little uptight this morning because the coffee machine wasn't working. That is a bad thing. As early as we work, when anybody listening right now, when you can't get your coffee first thing.
Well, I have to have 3 cups before 6 o'clock, and I'm only on 2.
The crickets drank all the coffee. Seriously, though, we need to name this cricket. If we got a cricket in the studio this morning, other than Buddy. Buddy Holly and the crickets. That's the only one I can think of. What do you name it?
Squash. I told you that.
Stop it.
I'm going to, once we get into music, I'm going to find it and step on it.
Yeah, okay. You want my coffee? You don't kill crickets. You know what they do for the environment?
Hey, are you going to be that guy this morning?
Absolutely. I don't know what they do for the environment either, other than make noise.
Let's Google.
Let's go Google that, man. All right. So we got a cricket in the studio, and what's coming up at sports?
Tigers in Houston, did they get a win? College football preseason rankings are out. Where do Michigan teams stand?
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
Yeah, it's a freak fest over here. All right.
Call or text 248-398-WC.
CSX Big Jim's house, 623. All right. So Ryan, our producer here, 28 years old now, right? Is that right? Did I put a year on you?
28, yeah. 28.
Okay. In his first real relationship, I would say, with Heidi. You guys are living together.
Yeah, you could say that. It is for sure.
Now... We need your guys' help. We're going to give you our studio number, 248-398-9279. I know it's early, but Ryan's getting mixed signals. Lise, explain what you were telling us in the office.
So on Friday, I was told that, you know, come home from work and clean, and I got something for you. If you come home and clean the house and make it look really nice, up to my standards, she told me. So I got super excited that I was getting some. So I went home and cleaned the hell out of the house.
And you, what'd you get?
She paid for dinner. It was to take me out to dinner. That's what I got Friday night.
Instead of what you were expecting.
Yes. And we went to one of the places that we always go to. So it wasn't even like a special dinner.
But that, no, you wanted something a little more special.
Yeah, absolutely.
You want an appetizer and dessert.
Yeah. Young man, he's in a relationship. She says, I'm going to get you something. Now, what were her words exactly?
I'm going to get you something if you clean the house. There's something for you when I come
home. And you
leaped
right to sex.
100%. Okay. What else am I going to think of?
Because that's men. That's immediately where you go.
Well, what else is there?
Obviously, dinner.
I know we're going to eat. I'm not worried about food.
You want the other thing.
Yeah,
you want the relationship. Yeah,
248-398-9279.
Is this every guy? Are we all wired this way?
I think you are.
Well, she told me, she's like, what? That's what you thought about? Huh? That didn't even cross my mind. I was thinking about dinner the whole time. Like,
you so can't I never say I have a surprise for you.
You can't. No. You can't say that to a guy. That's immediately where we go. We're all thinking about sex. 24/7. Ray Romano, that whole thing, like, you know, once you start the launch process, man, you can't turn around the Saturn V rocket. You can't do it.
Surprise, here's a t-shirt. Oh.
Wow. No.
I was so sad I lost my appetite. I had to lay down for a little bit.
So, does she understand, though, that what mixed signal she was sending you?
Yeah, but she doesn't care. She thought it was funny. And then why? Oh, why'd you think you were going to get that?
Because she said she was going to, once again, what were the words again? This is important.
Have something for me when I get home. A surprise.
Okay. Yeah, you can't say surprise
to
a guy.
Surprise is
the key
word.
Aaron already said it once. You can't say surprise to a guy, can you?
You can say whatever you want, ladies. We have the power.
Well, yeah, doy. Yeah, tell us something we don't know.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
True that, peeps.
Call or text 248-398.
CSX Big Jim's house, 635. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, who's in his first real relationship with Heidi, and he shared with us about, 10 minutes ago that she said on Friday, you do some chores around the house, clean up, I got a surprise for you. He immediately, as any guy would, assumed that meant sex. And she took him out to dinner. And, like, dinner. Aaron's just making that face at us the whole time going, what is wrong with you guys? Tower wired, Aaron. It's what we do. We have hairy backs and we like wrestling. We're not that evolved.
Obviously.
We're not. So he's learning. 248-398-9279. If you have advice for our young producer, we would love to hear from you. What was the text message came in?
Best text message of the morning. He just misplayed the hand he was dealt. He should have been a perfect gentleman at dinner. And if done correctly, dessert would have been at home.
See?
You hear that?
Ryan?
What you should have done is ate your dinner and complimented Heidi and then bought her a bunch of martinis or whatever she likes to drink and then...
Right.
Probably would have escalated, but no.
Yeah, but no, you had to mention something about
it.
You
had to say something.
Hold on. We have Mr. Romance on line one here. It says Mr. Romance. Carl, go ahead, man.
Should have read into it a little more. He jumped right to, well, I was expecting this. Well, he's got to start thinking like in a relationship. She starts out with dinner. Women are like a diesel engine. Once you get them warmed up, they can run for a long, long time. So he's got to warm her up first. Can't jump straight in.
That was like one of the most unsexy things I've ever heard in my life.
No, man. If I'm at a truck stop, a TA truck stop, it's what I want to hear. That works for you, right, Carl?
Well, if you she wants to take you to dinner, if you take her to dinner, you wine and dine, and then you get what you want at the end.
Oh, really?
Right. That's right.
You got to warm a woman up. They don't like to jump straight in. I'm 51 years old. I've learned the difference.
Okay. Well, the new diesel logic, man. That's awesome. CSX Big Jim's house. Battle of the Burbs on the way in a couple minutes here. Hang with us. 6:45. Okay. Energy Star, which is an EPA program to promote energy efficiency, has given recommendations on where you should set your thermometer. So when you're home, your thermometer should be set at 78 degrees, according to our fine friends at Energy Star. 78 degrees. And that is the coldest of their recommended settings for, like, when you're not home and at night. At night, it goes up even higher. If you want to see it, we'll send you the whole thing. The keyword is
temp, T-E-M-P. As somebody who's permanently cold, I disagree with that. That's even a little toasty for me.
78. Yeah. 248-398-9279. I don't know anyone that does that.
I'm always cold. Like, I am permanently cold. I'm one of those people.
But weigh 8 pounds, so, yeah, you know.
Like 10.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Been eating a lot.
Seriously, though, I mean, that's crazy. And when you read the rest of their suggestions, it's going to make you even nuts.
But... Yeah, no, they are crazy.
Is there anyone willing to admit that when their girlfriend, boyfriend, significant other, whatever, leaves the house that they change the thermostat? I will. We have it at 74 degrees. If Kathy goes out, the first thing I do is go over and knock it down to 70.
And what happens?
It feels magical.
And what else happens? She immediately calls you because women have this radar thing where we know you touched the thermostat.
No, I was saying before, like when you were younger, you would like, you're right, but for her, it's when she comes home. So she comes home and the first thing I do when you're younger, you would hide like all your other stuff you were doing and crazy things. And now that I'm older, I scramble to the thermostat to turn it back up to 74 when I hear the garage door open.
We know.
That's it. She walks in and goes, did you have the AC on? Like, no. No, all I kept thinking about was it Daddy's home?
The thermostat is a sacred covenant. I can't believe we're even talking about this. This is madness.
Yeah, that's so they're suggesting 78 degrees in your house.
Do you remember when we had our big campaign in the studio and I became secretary of the thermostat?
Yep. You run a thermostat, though, in our studio that doesn't work.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'd say like a comfortable 73.
I don't even know what that means. Seriously, it's like I'm a fat guy. If it's over 63, I'm sweating. That's just pretty much it. I've been like a polar bear. But 248. CSX, Big Jim Town, 7 o'clock on the nose. Battle of the Burbs coming up in a couple minutes here for Fog Hat Passes at Arts, Beats, and Eats. Today is National Radio Day. Thank you so much for listening to radio. We appreciate you. And Aaron, today is also National Bacon Lovers Day.
Every day is National Bacon Lovers Day.
Right. That's one of those things that's sort of a given. However, how long of a drive is it from here to Birch Run with rush hour traffic? We're in Oak Park. We should make, oh, my 2 hours? Really? Brian just held up 2 hours. We should make a run to Tony's in Birch Run and get one of their BLTs. We really should. You've never had the magic of the Tony BLT. It's either 1 or 2 pounds of bacon.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tony's BLT. Google it. Look it up.
2 pounds of heaven.
I'm telling you right now, anyone knows. If you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. It is the damnedest thing. I think it's 2 pounds of bacon. I got to make sure. But Tony's BLT in Birch Run for National Bacon Lovers Day.
Did I ever tell you the story about how I smuggled bacon internationally?
You took it with you?
No. I couldn't get bacon when I lived in Egypt, right?
Okay.
So I went to Cyprus with a friend and bought like 15 pounds of bacon and smuggled it back in the country.
You're a bacon smuggler? That makes you even more awesome. That's so cool. You smuggled bacon.
Like 15 pounds of bacon in a backpack.
That's actually the original.
East side, west side, down river. Battle of the Burbs coming up next in Big G. East side, west side, down river. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's house.
Players ready to go here. Dale. Hey, Dale.
Yeah.
All right. Since Eastside won yesterday, you get to talk smack. Go ahead. Eastside smack talk.
Oh, well, Eastside's going to win today, too.
Okay. All right. That was good. Nothing. Kind of lowbrow right there, man. You got it. You're good. Okay. Here we go.
We have our three players. Larry, you're representing Downriver. Terry, Larry. The west side. Dale, the east side. Larry, if you know the answer, you'll yell out down. Terry, you will yell out west. Dale, you'll yell out east. Do not answer until you're called upon. And make sure you're extra loud so everyone can hear you, okay?
Okay.
All right,
here we go. Question number one. Peter Fonda died on Friday at the age of 79. He was nominated for an Oscar for this motorcycle film.
West!
Down.
Terry.
Easy Rider.
There it is. Terry got that one. Just beat you there. Okay, so Terry Westside with the first one. Question number two. Robert Plant is 71 years old today. He's known for rocking with this band.
East.
Dale.
Led Zeppelin.
No, the Honey Drippers. No, it's Led Zeppelin. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. So East and West with one each. Question number three.
Europe is currently the testing ground for a takeout-only version of this fast food chain known for the Big Mac.
East.
Dale for the win.
McDonald's.
Wow. Woo! He called his shot. You called your shot, brother. You got it. VIP passes for CSX presenting Fog Hat. Soaring Eagle Arts Beats and Eats Festival Friday, August 30th. Good job, dude.
Awesome.
You got to give us your east side, though.
East side.
Nice job, east side.
East side.
Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7.
CSX Big Jim's house, 752. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan's in here this morning. Aaron just told me something that I never looked at. It's all about perspective when you drive by landmarks here in the Motor City. The Fist, the Golden Butthole, Far East Siders here, the one in Ypsilanti, which I cannot repeat on the radio. But you were telling me about the Rensen.
Yeah, if you're going down Gratiot towards downtown or if you're on a boat, you know, out in Lake St. Clair going towards downtown, look at the Rensen very closely. It resembles that of your hand. And the middle tower kind of looks like a middle finger. So it's like a big hey to the rest of the world.
I got to admit, now that you told me, that's all I'm going to see.
You never noticed that before?
Never. Ryan, did you ever notice that before?
No, but we're flipping the bird to Canada then, huh? Is that what that is?
And
don't
everybody else.
My brothers. The reason we just... Wow. My brothers to the north-south.
Mess with the D.
The D. I've never thought of that. Can't be, you know, the old thing where people are like, I learned this today. That's what I learned today. So the Rensen is flipping the bird.
You learn that I'm vulgar, and I see that, and it's very skewed.
The reason we mention this is, our buddy John that does all these pure Michigan parody spots. He's done one about landmarks here in the Motor City. We're really struggling with this one because it is wildly inappropriate. Wildly inappropriate. When you watch this at work, wherever you're at, you did mark not safe for work on this, right?
Of course.
Like in 18 different places?
Yes.
Okay.
Make sure you don't miss it.
Because you could get smacked if you're watching this in the wrong place,
it's
right?
It's very descriptive. Very much so.
We'll send you the whole video. You're warned, though. The keyword, of course, is...
Pure. P-U-R-E. Same number you call, you can text. 248-398-9279.
Here's a little bit of it, though, that we could get.
Nothing brings the people of Michigan closer than its landmarks. Detroit structures like the Renaissance Center or the Fist are impressive, but the landmark that receives the most attention these days is the Golden Butthole. Located in Sterling Heights, the Golden Butthole has cost taxpayers $400,000, and it's worth every penny.
Okay, if it was just that, you'd be fine. But that's the only clean part we could find from the whole thing.
Yeah.
That makes it seem so innocent.
Right. Oh,
yeah. It's very descriptive.
Okay. You're warned, though. 248-398-9279. If you want to watch the latest Pure Michigan parody, we got it for you. It's all about landmarks. The keyword is...
Pure.
I don't think that should be the keyword. I think it should be like, oh my God, or wow, wow, somebody was drinking.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
Face it, you're a neo-maxi-zoom dweeby. What would you be doing if you weren't out making yourself a better citizen?
Call or text 248-398.
CSX Big Jim's house. Hold on. We had to hurry up and do this. So Ryan's down the hallway. He's getting some coffee. Our producer Ryan told us earlier this morning that on Friday, his girlfriend, Heidi, that he lives with, told him, if you clean the house, you're going to get something special.
Yeah, like a surprise.
A surprise. Ryan, being a young man, assumed that naturally meant sex. Not the case.
Okay, it doesn't even have to be a young man. Any man would automatically jump to that conclusion. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. I got nothing.
Thank you.
All right, we got to hurry and get... So, right. I got his girlfriend's number. Heidi? CSX Big Jim's house, 821. All right, earlier this morning we were talking with our producer, Ryan. Friday, his girlfriend, Heidi, that he lives with, asked him...
to clean up the house, and then she told him, you do all of the chores I asked to my standards, there'll be a surprise for you.
Okay, so being a young man in a new relationship, his first serious one, he assumed that meant sex. I totally, as a man, I'm sure... honk your horn if you're a guy and agree with him. Absolutely. That's what you're thinking.
Ooh, all right.
The reality of the situation is no.
Yeah, he didn't. We got Heidi on the phone here. So that was the situation the Friday night, right, Heidi?
Right.
Okay, you know what he was expecting, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you aware of this when you told him about the surprise, or is he just being a guy?
He's just being a guy. Okay.
See,
I don't know.
That's what I said too, Heidi.
He's lucky he even got dinner.
Wow. Okay.
You're such a boss. I love you.
So if he had not...
He's getting better at it, though. Like, I must say, like, he's, you know, growing up, he's so proud.
Okay. Well, let me ask a question, because we had a couple people suggest this. If he had not said anything about it or didn't mention it or anything and just went to dinner, had a nice dinner, the evening might have ended differently because just being appreciative of what you did for him.
Maybe.
Okay.
But you have to throw in, if there were many drinks involved.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, cool. So we're trying to teach the young man. I mean, I know it's his first, like, serious relationship, that you can't expect that just for doing chores around the house, right?
He does expect things, though.
Which is why we never have meetings with him anymore. Anyway.
You got to put him in check, Heidi.
I know.
Okay.
You got to teach him who wears the pants.
He knows who wears the pants.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Heidi.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
You too.
Doll. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God. Bye, Heidi. I really wish you could see Ryan. He's in the other room. You're blushing, aren't you? You're blushing a little bit. He's shaking his head. All right. To put a bow on this, coming up in 10 minutes, the greatest piece of relationship advice you will ever receive. It's the diesel romance theory. Coming up in 10 minutes. Diesel love.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this one.
Oh, you're going to love Carl's advice.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
Inconceivable.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
CSX Big Jim's house, 836. All right. Ryan, our producer, was expecting to get a little loving on Friday because he cleaned up the house, and his girlfriend told him he'd get a surprise if he did a good job. He did not. He had dinner out of it.
Did not get a good, do a good job or get a surprise?
We don't know. Did he? He's giving thumbs up. Of course you're going to give thumbs up that you did a good job. What are you going to say? Like, no, it sucked. Heidi said he did a good job, too. But it comes to the question, especially this is a guy in his first serious relationship, Aaron, relationship advice. As a young man, you can't just assume that you're going to, just because you do chores around the house.
That's expected of you.
Wow.
Just saying.
To clean up around the house?
Yeah.
Nah, we get medals for that.
Yeah, okay.
We should do a shirt thing. Anyway, we have Carl on the phone. When you need romantic advice, you turn to Carl. Go ahead, buddy.
Should have read into it a little more. He jumped right to, well, I was expecting this. Well, you got to start thinking like in a relationship. She starts out with dinner. Women are like a diesel engine. Once you get them warmed up, they can run for a long, long time. So he's got to warm her up first. He can't jump straight in.
That was like one of the most unsexy things I've ever heard in my life.
No, man. Bro. If I'm at a truck stop, a TA truck stop, it's what I want to hear. That works for you, right, Carl?
Well, she wants to take you to dinner. You take her to dinner, you wine and dine, and then you get what you want at the end.
Oh, really?
Right. That's right.
You got to warm a woman up. They don't like to jump straight in. I'm 51 years old. I've learned the difference.
Okay. Well, the new diesel logic, man. That's awesome. Oh, if you only knew the conversations we were having in the studio. Wow. Wow. It's one of those days, man. 8:50 is Big Jim's house. Okay, so earlier this morning, our producer Ryan, 28 years old in your first serious relationship, right?
Yep.
So Friday, Heidi asked you, your girlfriend that you live with, she said, clean the house and you will...
And I'll get a surprise when she gets home.
Being a young man, he assumed that meant the brown chicken wow wow.
Yeah, as you get older, though, Ryan, I'm going to give you a little insight. It just means I stopped by the gas station on the way home and I got you a Slim Jim.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Yeah, if you snap into a Slim Jim? Yeah, man.
And maybe a candy bar.
Don't push it, though. Can't expect a candy bar. So, since we had your girlfriend Heidi on a little after 8 o'clock, any response from family members?
Oh, yeah. Her mom's texting me off the hook.
Mom is texting you.
Well, yeah. Well, I got to clarify something. This is making it seem like I just don't do anything. I don't clean at all. I do clean. This was just the one circumstance where she offered a surprise at the end of it.
We want to get to Nancy's call, but I want you to post the picture on our Facebook page of the back of your car.
Well, that's different.
What do you mean that's different? Not,
everybody knows right. My car. I'm
in
notorious
Ryan's
for a
defense,
dirty car.
Yes. All of his effort goes into lawn maintenance.
Okay. I clean the house, though. I sweep. I know how to mop.
You cook, don't you?
You don't have
yeah.
To,
okay,
you,
then.
What
I can't.
What are you selling it to us for, man?
I don't. I just.
He's talking to Heidi's mom.
Yes.
Right now. That's what he's doing.
No.
I clean the house.
I love you, but I do clean.
Well, you first of all, you made a giant mistake. Carl gave us the best advice you need.
Women are like a diesel engine. Once you get them warmed up, they can run for a long, long time. So he's got to warm her up first. He can't jump straight in.
There it is. See, Aaron was like, man, we got to play that again.
Carl, man, thank you for listening, but that's the worst thing I've ever... No woman wants to be compared to a diesel engine, just saying.
There's nothing I can say that wouldn't sound dirty there, so we're going to move forward.
Okay, let's do that.
Hold on, Nancy. Nancy in Detroit. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, how are you?
We're good.
Good. I just thought sex is a plus. You can't always expect that. They both work. They both need to pull their weight.
That's what I said, too.
Although,
yeah. Okay, well, we're on the same page there.
Yeah, but Nancy, though, I mean, Carl's diesel theory, you pull your own weight with a semi. So that,
that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Thank you very much. That basically, he's saying that if you take a woman out to dinner and give her drinks, then you get the bone chicken womp womp, and that's not how it works.
No.
He's saying
no,
it
you
just...
can still go out to dinner and have a nice time. You don't have to end up in a sack.
I'm sorry, I don't understand anything you just said. What? Okay, yeah. No, we know that, Nancy. I mean, we're kind of joking. But as a young man, Ryan's trying to, we're trying to teach him signals. Like, you know, and okay. it's important not to read into things, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. That's why diesel loving is so important these days.
No, it's not.
You're not buying that. Okay. Thanks, Nancy.
No. Okay, bye.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
Dude, we are total rock stars now.
Call or text 248-398-WC.
CSX Big Jim's house, all right, right around 9:20 here. And I said we need somebody with a Sam's Club membership.
Yes.
Do you remember the cotton candy grapes? Have you ever tried them?
Oh, yeah. Remember, I brought them in that day, and we ate them all, and then I was like, I need to go get some more.
Yeah. So we eat them at home when you can find them, the cotton candy grapes. Well, apparently now, there's something at Sam's Club, grapes that taste like grape soda. I seriously don't know how they do this, eh? Because the cotton candy grapes, if you've ever had them, taste like cotton candy, like you said. I mean, they taste like cotton
candy.
They're
so sweet and delicious.
So these ones, grapes that taste like grape soda.
I'm confused.
What do you mean? It's grapes that taste like grape soda.
I don't know how you get them to taste like grape soda.
That's my question. How do they do this? And they say it's all natural. I don't get it, but they said it at Sam's Club. If anybody's tried or anybody's had this, A, let us know how it is, and B, pick us up some. And Aaron will take care of you. We'll pay you.
Grapes, though?
What?
They're best in their smashed form.
Wine?
Yes.
Okay, so you want wine that tastes like grape soda.
There you go.
I think that's called Mad Dog.
Yeah. There's always room in Big Jim's house.
Yeah, that's a ticket.
Call or text 248-398-WCF.
CSX Big Jim's house, Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan wrap up the show next year. Now, of course, the big thing on social media yesterday when it comes to food, and I know you love your McChickens.
I do.
But there's a chicken sandwich thing going on right now between Wendy's, Popeyes, and Chick-fil-A. Which one has the best? And if you go down that rabbit hole, my God, people are going Looney Tunes over this.
It's so funny, though, because all of the different restaurants have really good chicken sandwiches.
But the guys from the new Popeyes, I've had the one from Popeyes, the new one, it's pretty damn good. And Wendy, like you said, they all got good chicken sandwiches. Wendy's made some comment yesterday, and Roy Wood Jr., comedian, got on there and goes, hey, Wendy, stay in your lane before Popeyes starts serving Frosties. That's Ooh. Just, I'm telling you, it's all in good fun, but...
Yeah, but Wendy's has one of those eclectic menus anyhow when you think about it. They have baked potatoes. Like, what other fast food chain just serves a baked potato?
My dad used to tell me when I was a kid, I'm not making this up, he would joke with me and said, I said, how do they get square hamburgers? He gets square cows. There was a time when I was a little kid, I was convinced that Wendy's had square cows.
Seriously?
Yes. Aren't you glad to know that I'm over here pressing all these buttons today?
You're so extra. I love you.
Thank you. All right. Coming up next, since we're talking about fast food, it's been a huge hit for Burger King. Mm-hmm. And now Beyond Meat is going beyond again. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan wrapping up the show here this morning. Workforce City of the Week is...
Dearborn. Want to say good morning to Heather and Heather's mom, Greg and Hank. They're at Fairlane Gardens and Landscape on Greenfield in Dearborn. Thank you guys so much for rocking out with WCSX.
I have to stop by Miller's this week just to say a salute to our friends in Dearborn, the City of the Week. Now, Miller's, I'm going on a limb here, but I'm assuming... Not the kind of place that's ever going to serve Beyond Meat. You know, the new veggie kind of burger thing?
No, they stick to their traditional burgers.
Yes. So, Beyond Meat now, of course, you've seen these with the Impossible Whopper, and I think White Castle had it first and stuff. It's mm-hmm. everywhere. Their next move? A plant-based steak.
Nope. That's where I draw the damn line.
You don't, yeah. No word on a release date on the chef, but a plant-based steak.
I haven't tried the fake burgers yet.
It's good. I'm telling you right now. You got to get past that.
I'm such a carnivore.
You won't notice a difference. You really, actually.
I will notice.
But you know going ahead. I'm telling you, if I put two Whoppers there, the only thing you would notice the difference is the Impossible Whopper has more of a smoky taste. Like it came off a smoker kind of thing.
Maybe we'll have to do that in the studio just to see if I throw up or not.
Boy, there's lowering the bar. It's our new feature, lowering the bar with Aaron V.
Will she puke or not?
Right. How was the food? Well, I didn't throw up. It's a win. All right.
Jolene. Hey, who else wouldn't want that kind of food from you?
Unless you're a mother bird feeding babies. No, we're not doing did she throw up. All right, we're done. Jolene's coming in next. You guys have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow. What would you do Wednesday? See ya. For life is quite absurd, and death's the final.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.